shock.
Most people who use alcohol believe that they're in control of what they're doing. And, you know, it's a socially accepted, well-marketed, legally permissible drug, isn't it? But for many, the love-hate relationship with alcohol can be a dangerous love affair. George Sieber and Graham Woodfield have they've co-written a brand new book. I've got it right here in front of me. It's called Alcohol, A Dangerous Love Affair. And George Sieber joins me now. Morning, George.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Raymond?
I'm okay, actually. Daylight saving, it's over. Did it throw you, George?
No, but actually I've just finished a sleep-lit-on book, and even just 1 hour can actually change things for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, lack of sleep is linked to so many things. In my case, a whole lot of anger as my neighbour upstairs was doing aerobics at midnight on a bloody treadmill, honestly. Now, why did you write this book?
Well, a number of reasons. Firstly, I am a trained counsellor, so I know a little bit about it from that point of view in addictions. And also, I'll be 82 in another day.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And so I've kicked around for a while, and what I've seen is a lot of destruction, both to individual lives, to couples, family relationships, and particularly society with accidents. And, you know, you read about it all the time, and suicide, alcohol plays a major part in a lot of these things. And I got involved through Graham Woodfield to a group called GALA, Group Against Liquor Advertising. We're involved with lobbying the government. Mm-hmm. And at that stage I learned, gee, this is pretty rough on what's going on here. And I thought, right, I need to write something. So I got cracking.
It's interesting that you mention the government, because I think we've all turned a blind eye to some regard that alcohol is just a sexy, well-marketed, you know, please. you choose a bottle of wine, for example, because it has a nice picture on the front. It's a drug in a bottle. So why is it the government have let things slide for so long? In fact, they've lowered the drinking age in recent years, haven't they?
They have, and I think there's been a lot of lobbying going on behind the scenes by the liquor industry. I've had a number of communications with various members of parliament, and usually it's been completely downplayed and sometimes even ridiculed. And both the National Party had a great opportunity when they brought in this act in 2012 after the Law Commission reduced some things, and they just... The legislation had no teeth. They basically ignored all the major things that could happen. And Labor originally sort of started relaxing the whole legislation business many years before that, and it doesn't look like they're going to change things now. So at the present moment, as Sir Geoffrey Palmer said, the time has come now to have a rethink again at the whole legal aspects of alcohol, to try and stem the problem that's happening not only in New Zealand but all over the world. I've mentioned about 30 countries in our book, and they're all trying to struggle with this problem and trying to introduce different ways, and they're often opposed by the alcohol industry and try and slow things down or put a spanner in the works.
Is alcohol getting uglier in our society?
Well, I think that there's a move... there's been some good articles. I remember seeing one in Listener and also in the Herald, and there is a move, a sort of a groundswell, I think, of realisation that we need to do something about alcohol. You know, I think that there is a move. It's hard to gauge it, of course. You can only go by sort of bits and pieces, and of course I don't rely on that, as I'm actually a professor of statistics, retired, and so I'm very sceptical about a lot of statistics. But I think there is a change, and now's a good time, from one point of view, to do the change. But, of course, we've got the COVID-19 problem, and that's taking up everything. And I can't see anything happening for a while with regard to that government-wise. But I think it needs to be addressed in the near future. It's causing a lot of harm and a lot of financial cost to the country, so it's not good.
As a ex-professor of statistics and more damn lies is the saying. Are we being fudged by the government, given that they are quite happy to take all the tax from alcohol sales?
Well, the thing is, there's a whole series of things that need to be done, and they actually should actually increase the excise tax. And if they do it the right way, it'll hardly cost anybody anything. And one of the chapters in the book is all about legislation. In fact, Sir Geoffrey Palmer said this book should be used as a policymaker. Mm. And I've got about 17 or 18 different things, well backed up by I've got 450 references from the medical journals, so it's well researched. And so there's definitely some things there which we know will work, but no, at the present moment, nothing has happened.
You do mention Sir Geoffrey Palmer. He never struck me as someone who drank a lot. He's such an intelligent man. He does write the foreword of the book. Do you know him personally?
No, I don't, but I was delighted. I actually sort of sent it to him saying, look, you know, we'd be interested in writing a foreword. And I had been involved in making a submission on behalf of Gala to the Law Commission, of which he was chairperson. Mm. Had about a 16 or 17 page document based on various stuff around the world and in New Zealand. And he said, look, I want to take a bit longer to write this review. And he did a magnificent review. And I was so pleased with the comments he came up to and what he emphasised. Yes, he was Prime Minister for a year. And he's, you know, I've always liked him as a person, even though I've never knew him.
George, I used to see him on a regular basis walking down Marjorie Bank Street, down Courtney Place, striding it out down to Parliament. He's quite a striking, tall figure of a man. Yep. Clearly not wobbling around on effects of alcohol. You talk about this in-depth study on the effects of alcohol. Without going into it too much, because it's well covered in the book, what are some of those key effects of alcohol that you've noted?
Well, the first thing is that according to the World Health Organization in 1988, alcohol is a group 1 carcinogen. In other words, it causes cancer. And it's linked along with asbestos, which is quite surprising. And so a lot of people don't know that any amount of alcohol is not good for you. And the less you drink, the healthier you'll be. And it causes about 7 kinds of cancer. It has about 60, it's related to about 60 different degrees. For example, it can cause atrial fibrillation, just one off the top of my head. And there's lots of other physical complaints that can be caused by alcohol. And Alzheimer's is in there as well. The France have a huge problem with that, although people think, you know, they get along really well because they drink alcohol. But in actual fact, they've got 4 times the amount of, can't think of the right word, this is where age comes in.
That's right.
Problems that we have in New Zealand with the liver.
Mm, okay.
You know, so there's a lot of myths around about what's good and what isn't.
Doesn't sound very glamorous, does it, George? The marketing is what gets it out the door, though. You talk about the political ignorance, and I agree with you. Well, that's my words. They are ignorant. What will it take for politicians to stand up and be accountable for what's happening in our society?
Oh, that's a tough one. You see, we need somebody who really is determined to do something in Parliament. Look what they did with smoking. Mm. I mean, you know, they did a wonderful job there, and because, you know, there was a drive to do it. And in actual fact, alcohol causes far more harm than cigarettes. And now they're discussing about bringing marijuana. They can't even control alcohol. So how are they going to control cannabis if that gets introduced? You know, the whole thing's a bit crazy. And I think there must be some good lobbying going on by the liquor industry.
Yeah, well, you could write another book on the marijuana debate. You provide some tips on low-risk drinking strategies and controlling consumption. What are some of those tips, just quickly, George?
Well, some of them is to realise people don't even realise how much they're drinking. A lot of people don't know what a standard drink is. Mm. You know, a standard drink is 10 grams of alcohol, according to the World Health Organization, although it varies from country to country. But that's regarded as the amount of time taken to metabolise one standard drink is an hour. And so, therefore, you're drinking, you should space them by an hour. And the other thing, too, is perhaps to drink other drinks as well, and avoid salted peanuts in there because they make you thirsty because they're often free. And also, too, the rules, if you like, or suggestions laid down for how much you should drink, they keep coming down. I think that's the best recommendation is about no more than 10 standard drinks a week for men, no more than 2 a day. And that means having a couple of alcohol-free days. For women, is lower because they don't metabolise as well as men because they have less water in their body. But women should not drink more than 200 drink a day. In fact, any amount of alcohol for women will increase the risk of breast cancer.
Yeah, I've read that recently too.
I could go on.
There's so much. No, you can't. I would love to as well, but we are limited for time. George, it's a wonderful book, and I like the fact that you've been a counsellor and a professor of stats. You know what you're talking about. And what's more important, you're about to turn 82. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. I'm one leg on a banana, one foot in bananas, and the other on the aviad wires. That's what it is a bit.
George Sieber, soon to be 82, ex-professor of statistics and a counsellor as well. The book is called Alcohol, A Dangerous Love Affair. And if you'd like to have a love affair with this book, text the word drink to 3920 with your details, and I'll draw a winner of that before the hour is out.